Hey everybody, welcome to First Cast. This is Adam Richards from Team 1341.
This is Joe Matt from whatever, I don't know what I'm part of right now, something or another.
And this is Jeff Rodriguez.
This is Greg Mara, alumni of 177.
This is Jay Traskis from Team 229.
Welcome to First Cast.
This is First Cast.
Hey everyone, welcome to the, I believe this is the third live First Cast. Got a pretty good lineup tonight. Jeff is complaining about how his audio is bad.
Yeah, don't send any more of those text him messages because they pop up on the recording, so yeah, bad idea.
Okay. All right, technical difficulties are always fun. You know how it goes.
Oh yeah, we had a ton right before this. We had constant echoing on the server.
Yeah, and I forgot to record Adam's intro too, which was lots of fun.
Ouch.
Yeah. You know, it really didn't matter. I mean, we have like how many episodes of that, so I can just copy and paste.
True.
Yeah, so we're off to a good start. Oh, but anyway, the main point of this episode is to find out how the off-season competitions are going. So we'll ask Jeff, who is at River Rage this weekend, how'd that go?
River Rage, the oldest competition, off-season competition to date. It went well. There was a lot of good teams there. They did have some issues with field control, unfortunately. I think they cut two matches off of everyone. It kind of took a while, unfortunately.
For resets,
but
or
they adapted
problems.
Well, and they pulled through.
Well, Jeff, quick question: was it for technical reasons or was it for
technical problems?
Technical problems, yeah.
How were they doing ball counting? Because I know some off seasons, like Battlecry, have actually created their own system, but no one has been using the patch automated ball counting software. So were they doing it completely manually?
Yeah, Team 190. Did attend, and they did bring their automated system that they used, and so they lent it to the River Rage.
That's cool.
And
that was a really good system.
It's a pretty robust system. So it went well. There were a couple rule changes at River Rage. First, they had the rule that if you hit an opposing robot in autonomous mode while it was still in the starting box, it was a 20-point penalty, which is rather huge. Fortunately, we only had to call it once, and it didn't affect the outcome of the match. So teams were real good about following the rules.
What was the reasoning
I don't think there was any ramming penalties.
What was the reasoning behind that penalty, Jeff?
I believe it was to replace that. There was a lot of ramming penalties in autonomous mode this year, you know, when two robots would go out and smash the hell out of each other. So I think they were trying to really avoid that.
And yeah, there's no way you can hit...
It worked.
There's no way you can hit an opposing robot in the box in autonomous mode unless you were trying to. So that does kind of make sense.
Yeah. And then, let's see, were there any other rule changes? And then, the double elimination tournament rather than just tournament.
Ooh, double elimination.
And after having seen it in person, I have to say I think I like it better. It goes quicker, and I mean, granted, I wasn't doing any of the queuing or actual bracket updating, but you know, just from a match play standpoint, I think it goes quicker and it works well.
So the way that worked was they had regular qualification matches, but then the top eight just played double elimination through to the finals?
Right, the regular qualifications. Oh, and then the top eight could not pick within the top eight for eliminations. So that made for some interesting alliances. And then they just had, you know, the double elimination tournament where if you lost one match, you went to the loser's bracket. If you lost in the loser's bracket, you were out. if you won, you kept going until you got to the finals.
So who wound up on top?
Oh, the winning alliance was... Oh, boy. I don't remember.
Wow, this is why you're supposed to prepare what you're going to do before you say it.
Jeff.
Oh, boy. I think it was 15-19 and company. 15-19, 238... Or no, I'm sorry, 348. Ah, oh man.
Well, somebody won.
Restraining your memory.
I am sorry.
Like one day.
I apologize to the winners of River Age. I should have paid more attention.
You're only reffing, Jeff, so I mean...
Well, I was reffing, I was watching to see, you know, if anyone was drawing any penalties or anything,
yeah, true.
So...
I was the ref at Monty, and everyone was like, oh, did you see that great play? And I was like, not really, I was watching to make sure X, Y, and Z didn't happen, so...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I agree, I know what you're joking, I know what you're... We're joking about you not understanding what was going on when you're right there, but... Yeah,
oh,
it's
someone
really
just
hard.
DM'd me, saying 15-19, yeah, I got that. We'll tell you by the end of the show. How's that?
All right. So we also have on the show Jay Traskus, who is at the Ra-Cha-Cha Ruckus, their annual Halloween off-season. So, Jay, how'd that go?
The Ruckus went really well this year. There was one main thing a lot of people were complaining about, though, and it was the number of matches. Everybody played at least 14 matches, so it was a lot of matches in a shorter period of time. So not a lot of time to fix your robot, but beyond that, it was a greatly run region or off season, I should say.
One of the things Ra-Cha-Cha does is they try to have a little more fun activities going on besides just the robotics competition. So there's usually a costume and buying contest, right?
Yeah. This year, Alex Cormier, Coco Ed, Jason Reese. 1511 student, I think his name was Mark something, Greg Nidell, Kim O'Toole, and Steve W. were all pied in the face.
Wasn't Kim pied last year?
Kim was pied last year, and Steve was pied last year. I'm trying to think who else. John and Ashley Christine were both pied last year also.
Is the pieing a fundraiser, or is it just fun?
It's a fundraiser. I'm not exactly sure what they were fundraising for, but I know they raised a good deal of money. I spent more than a few dollars to pie Greg Nidell in the face, and it was well worth my money.
Well worth your investment. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
So I was looking to see if Delphi a couple minutes ago, and I noticed that Art had uploaded a picture of his Vex robot from the Ra-Cha-Cha Ruckus Vex tournament. What was that tournament based around?
Greg Nidell actually came up with the tournament over the summer. It was 2v2 using golf wiffle balls, and there were two different goals you could score them in, and then you could get singular points for having more balls on your side of the ramp than on the other team's side.
So kind of like... Stack Attack, only minus the stacks and with balls instead of...
Yeah, it was actually really similar to Stack Attack. You got points for being on top of the ramp, and then there was just a high goal for the balls to go in.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. In the end, it was great. Everything was great. They had an FLL demonstration of their new problem. Got a lot of things in. They really worked to show all the different aspects of FIRST through the off-season.
Ra-Cha-Cha was a new off-season last year, wasn't it?
Yep, it was in its second year and its second venue. And I thought this was a much better venue. A lot bigger pits, a lot more room to move around. It was really nicely run when it came down to it.
Cool. So this week was the deadline for the... Or not the deadline. But rather the opening date for the second regional registration.
Wait, who won Ra-Cha-Cha?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, the winning alliance was Sparks 378 and I believe it was a pre-rookie from Schools Without Walls. I think they were number 2567. They used 1567's competition robot.
Cool. Okay.
So see, back some to people regionals. Actually remember.
Sorry. Yeah. I'm working on getting the info.
Since this week was the opening for the second regional registration, I was paying close attention to which regionals were filling up the fastest. Even before we got to the second regional registration, some regionals were completely booked.
Yeah, Florida Regional was already booked, with the exception of opening up to rookie teams from the state who request to be in. They've been full basically from the first week.
Large U special, Adam.
Yes, Florida is awesome.
Detroit yeah, I know the Philadelphia Regional filled up very quickly, and a lot of teams that normally go to Philadelphia are going to New Jersey this year.
I've heard good things about Philly, and I haven't heard as good things about New Jersey, so that's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I'm hoping to attend New Jersey on my own this year.
I know what a lot of teams did this year was, rather than registering for their home regional first, they registered for their away regional, and then saved their home regional for week two.
Yeah, that's something we discussed on our team kind of a little bit too late after we had registered, because our home regional is UTC, and I believe it has room for like 50 teams. And after we registered, we're like, wait a second, we kind of should have registered for someone else, another regional, and then got into Connecticut, because there was still plenty of room there. So I think you'll be seeing a lot of teams do that in the future.
Yeah, we registered for Long Island before we registered for FLR this year.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting that the regionals are filling up so quickly, and I was trying to figure out if maybe since there's so many new teams this year, like team numbers are over 2,100, maybe there's not as many new spots as there are new teams, and more teams are going to be forced to attend one event.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, VCU filled up quickly, Manchester filled up quickly, Florida, Great Lakes, Detroit, Kansas City, Silicon, Boston, San Diego. These are all regionals that are completely full, Philly and Long Island. So either I think they're going to have to move some regionals around, or they're going to just have to open new regionals in other locations.
Yeah, I know one of the things a lot of teams try to do is they try to go to like a week one and a week three regional, or a week two and a week four regional, so that they don't miss two consecutive weeks of school. And that kind of puts the week two and four regionals at a disadvantage, because there's not as much spacing out you can do with them.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to do with Connecticut and then like Philadelphia or Long Island, but obviously they got shut out real quick.
Mm-hmm. And then Nationals is extremely early this year compared to last year.
I haven't looked at the date.
This year's
how much earlier is it?
April 12th through 14th.
What was it last year, do you know?
It was in the 20s.
Yeah, it was 27th through the 30th because the reason why I remember it is because the anniversary of Adam and Michelle is the 27th, and we all did the awe
Jesus.
Thing. We all did the awe thing during the recording.
I don't think it was that kind of awe.
Yeah, it was more like a making fun of you awe, but whatever. Whatever you guys want to think. yeah, so it's about 2 weeks earlier, which I think is good for me at least-ish. I don't know about everyone else.
Yeah, I actually prefer because now I'm going to have it in the middle of my spring break. Which meant even though I didn't know if my team was going to go, I was still going to be able to go by myself to Nationals.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going this year, actually. This will be my first time not going. I know. I'm trying to get going down there, but I don't know if I'm
going. I don't know if I'm going either.
Me either.
This whole college thing is getting in the way.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Maybe we'll just have to do a live episode from our college locations and have Adam
watch
the
webcast and do play-by-plays live.
yeah, right.
Except we'll be delayed about 40 seconds because of the whole audio lag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 40 seconds for the audio lag?
Or so, yeah.
We're taking FCC to the extreme here.
Yeah. No, I think it's more of less the FCC and more of the fact that the technology's not there.
Again, Joe, Michelle says that you have to go OMG, you guys have to go OMG, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Look, Michelle, I've got bad news for you. I'm in college. I have to do college stuff. If college stuff gets in the way, whether it be grades, tests, or etc., I cannot go. It's as simple as that. I mean, we're talking about to the point where teachers won't allow you to retake tests if you have interfering travel plans to go home for the break a little early. I mean, really insane stuff. So it's not like high school. So, yeah, there we go. There's my little rant.
Yay, Nazi teachers, yay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the banter's part was not supposed to happen. We kind of skipped right over one section of the episode.
What was that one section, may I ask?
Give me a second, I'll think about it.
Tremendous growth of teams over number 2100?
That, yeah.
Yeah, there's like 300 new rookie teams this year.
That's
on team
pretty
numbers.
Normal.
Mm-hmm.
How far did I go back in 2005? I know there's a team that was in the 1200s, and I believe that they might have had one 1500 team.
Well, there's 1511.
That was a rookie in 05, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and they started in the 1200s. So it's a pretty average thing to happen for about 300 rookie teams. How many of those actually stay and how many of those actually compete is another question, though.
This yeah, I mean... We'll you can say there's 2,100 teams, but how many are actually competing this year? It's immensely lower than 2,100 when it comes down to it.
Right, especially with all the mergers. I mean, I know a team in Central Florida, 1604, had most of their members graduate, so they had to merge with their old team, 1390, which they had split from 2 years ago when their high school split up.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Anyone know the total amount of teams that we actually have?
There's a thread on Chief Delphi where Richard's been keeping track of it, and he says that based on a couple weeks before the 2006 kickoff, there were 1,126 teams. And right now, compared to that registration, we're actually about 130 teams shy of the 2006 kickoff figure, but there's still a lot of time left for people to register.
Yeah, true.
Has anyone ever looked at, like, what geographical locations rookie teams tend to pop up in?
Anywhere where there's, like, a really good team. I mean, Kansas City had a really large growth this year, simply because of a foundation that sponsored a bunch of teams in the area.
Yeah. And also, it's also depend on other competing teams. Because I know Richmond, Virginia has always been a big one. Well, just Virginia in general, because... I remember we were the first one in, us and 422 were the first ones in the Richmond, Virginia area, and then almost every other high school had to have one because it's, you know, the big next competition thing. So nearly every single high school in Richmond, one in Henrico County has one, and outlying areas also are starting to get them now.
Yeah, growth in Florida happened for the past 3 years, but now it's just completely stopped. Like, there was, like, 3 or 4 rookie teams every year, and now it's just like 1 or 2.
Yeah, it also depends on how the economics are going in that area, because if there's no money, I mean, you can't really just start a team. I mean, it's getting to the point where some locations are actually starting to hurt other teams. So people are looking for new creative ways of either winning the Chairman's Award or starting new teams.
Yeah, I heard about Long Island and how their first programs are actually starting to fold underwards because there just wasn't enough money on the island for engineering companies.
Exactly.
To support the 30-odd teams that they had going in that small area.
An example, like the 4 years I was on 384, we lost one major engineering sponsor, which was my dad's company. They started not going under, but they started cutting back significantly. Infineon built a brand new RAM manufacturing, well, not RAM, but memory manufacturing facility, and they cut back on funding. Several other places either stopped donating as much money or went completely dry. It's just a lot of money there's money out there, but the problem is that the people that would most benefit from first aren't giving that money. So that's the problem right now, even with rookie teams.
Yeah, I mean, one area that someone here might be familiar with is Northern New York. Yeah, you don't see too many new teams popping up around that area.
They're also in the middle of nowhere. I mean, think about it.
I mean, for this is a large geographical area, that's kind of lacking.
Hold on. Look at Northern New York. Half of New York is the Adirondack Mountains. There's no real high schools there where you can start a team. There's there's nothing to fund them.
And
when
also,
we helped to start a team in for last year, we went almost 2 hours away, and that was the closest place we could find that actually was interested in starting a team.
Isn't the nearest team Sparks?
Sparks, no. There's a team outside of Alex Bay, which is about an hour and a half away. I'm not exactly sure what the team number is. I really don't remember.
I know in my part of Florida, the entire southwestern coast, there's nothing. There was one team last year, and they've already folded under.
Yeah.
It also depends on where the regionals are located, because, yet again, an example is Richmond, Virginia. Back then, we only had 122, and that was about it. And 122 and 116 were the main Virginia teams. Now, after they opened the BCU regional, a lot more teams joined. So if there's not a regional in your location, chances are you're not going to have as much you're not going to have someone dedicated to that area to grow teams. You're not going to have someone dedicated in that area to make sure money's there. And you're not going to have the interest, because if you can't see what's going on at first, then you're not really going to know as much as you should. It's just another event, just like everything else, like Salience, Olympiad, or whatever. So if there's an actual regional there, there's a much greater chance you're going to get lots of rookies.
Well, on the same note, there's the regional in Brazil, the regional in Israel, which are the only two regionals outside of North America. And right now, neither of them are anywhere near filling capacity, because it's hard to start that critical mass of rookies somewhere completely far away from where current teams are.
Exactly. And also, I forget who it was, but it was either GM, I think, or GE, one of those two. They were one of the ones that actually got the money up and running for the Israeli teams. So it wasn't just these teams saying, hey, this is a pretty cool thing. It was an actual push by a corporation, and I think the government, too, to get this started. So that was a little unique, I believe.
Did anyone hear what happened to the Ghana team that the Firebirds were really trying to start up?
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, they're a team now.
They are a team.
They're registered for Philly, I believe.
Interesting.
Let me check real quick.
So they're not listed on the map now?
Right here. Cape Coast?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Interstate Net Bank and Agri Memorial AME Zion Secondary School, Cape Coast. Team 1874.
They are registered. Oh, they're listed on our Cape Coast Other.
That's the team in Ghana that was started by the Firebirds last year. They came up to the Philadelphia Regional.
Exactly what I was talking about.
Pretty sweet. We need more teams like that.
Is there any other teams from other countries?
There are, I believe, two English teams, but no one talks about them. There was a German team that was supposed to start up originally.
Yeah.
They were Team 1337.
Yeah, 1337. Too bad they don't think they got the pun on that number. But it seems like important numbers like 1337 and 2000 have just been neglected.
They're
just screw-up teams.
Yeah, squandered.
Like, 1337 was just never used. 2000 was taken by Countryside High School, who was already a team 1368, I believe.
Yeah, it's if your team number got renamed to 2000, would you argue?
No, you probably wouldn't. But there is going to be a lot of arguing at the regional between people because they're not rookies.
And not only that, it also kind of screws them over. Like, if you go to championship this year, and then you sign up again for the rookie or whatever, and you keep, like, getting the rookie awards or whatever, That's a problem. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, but, like, there's that whole publicity thing, because I know I'm going to remember Team 2000 more than I remember Team 13 whatever.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Well, the thing is that if you have a five-year dedicated program and you keep getting a technical rookie number and you're technically qualified for a rookie, you know, whatever, for rookie rewards, you're kind of screwing up the whole entire system. So I can understand how you can go both ways.
Do you want to go to the
gate? Oh, someone's got a visitor.
Yeah, that was Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Actually, I just checked something, and it turns out that Team 1368 is registered for Boston this year, and their Team 2000 counterpart has registered for Florida. Hmm. I guess they either A, screwed up, or B, are now two different teams within the same high school, which is not unheard of.
No, it's not.
What are the teams? What other high schools have two teams? I can't.
I can't remember what team it was, but I know there is one team that has a regular team, and then they have an all girls team in the same high school.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I know another team that there's a high school, and then there's a technical center inside the high school, and each one has a team. So.
Right. All right. Greg is currently complaining about the episode right now. But before we wrap it all up, we got one thing to say. Joe? Ooh. I think Jeff knows what we're talking about.
What?
Yes.
No.
We brought it up earlier in the episode.
And yeah, we've got to say it. For you and Kelly, Joe. Aww. Okay, we're done.
Okay, yeah. What?
Yeah, so then you got that out of the way.
This is the first episode of our now monthly release cycle. So this should be edited and up on the website by the 1st. And then you can look forward to new episodes of First Cast every month on the 1st of the month until kickoff, where we have something a little special planned for you guys.
Cue dramatic music.
Oh, one sec.
One thing, Sean had a question in the chat.
Yeah, do you want me to answer that?
Please, why were the elimination pairings at RCCR so weird?
There were 20 teams. There weren't enough teams to have 8 alliances. So one alliance one got a bye, and then whichever alliance from alliance 6 versus 7, whichever one got knocked out, one of those teams was added to alliance 1 to make up their third member, and then they went on. There weren't enough teams to do a full eight team alliance or 8 alliance elimination.
Yeah, since you're gonna need 24 to do that.
Was it a random team from the eliminated alliance, or was it like the top seed?
I think it was the top seed.
Huh.
So basically, the alliance captain kept going anyway.
Yeah.
Cool. So. OS. I'm Greg, signing off for First Cast.
It's Adam Richards signing off.
This is Joe Matt signing off.
What happens if I don't sign off?
Then you have to sit here and talk.
This is Jay Trasky signing off, because I don't feel like sitting here and talking.
Oh, fine. This is Jeff, only because I'm going to be left alone.
Aw.
You like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween. This is Halloween, this is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween, everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat, tell the neighbors on the diaphragm.
It's our town, everybody's fun.
It's town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner there, hiding in the trash can, something's waiting out to pounce and how you'll scream.
This is Halloween,
red and black,
and slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine. Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice. Right with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
Follow the trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Tinderlumpkins everywhere, life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town, don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Steady Tin Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a banshee, make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Old Man Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.